At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome back, everyone. We're diving headfirst into U.S. politics today.
Oh, buckle up.
Exactly. It's going to be a wild ride.
Definitely.
You guys sent in a ton of articles about Elon Musk and the Trump administration.
All from February 7th, 2025.
Yeah. So think of this as like a time capsule.
A snapshot.
Right. A snapshot of what was going on.
A very specific day.
Yeah. Just one day in this crazy saga.
It's amazing how much can happen in 24 hours.
Seriously. We're talking lawsuits, power struggles, you name it.
Even a hate group renaming themselves.
Oh, yeah. And Dolly Parton doing Dolly Parton things.
Always a bright spot.
For real. So let's jump right in.
Sounds good.
Okay, first up, Elon Musk. Dude's everywhere these days.
Everywhere.
Our sources say he's got access to all sorts of sensitive government systems.
To databases, algorithms, you name it.
Even messing with air traffic control software.
Which, you know, kind of keeps planes in the air.
Essential stuff. Yeah. So is this guy a visionary or a liability?
I think the line's getting pretty blurry.
Yeah, because all this access comes with a whole lot of legal scrutiny.
Lawsuits are piling up, alleging all sorts of privacy violations.
And some are even saying it's bordering on cybercrime.
The big question is, can he be prosecuted?
Or will a presidential pardon swoop in and save the day?
That's the million-dollar question.
Because even a pardon might not cover everything.
Right, state-level charges could still stick.
Plus, there's the whole public trust thing.
Yeah, people are starting to get really uneasy.
Like, if Musk has access to everything, what about our privacy?
What about the stability of the government itself?
It's kind of scary when you think about it.
It is. And speaking of big personalities...
Oh, yeah, we got to talk about Trump and Musk.
Two peas in a pod, some might say.
Both known for their, shall we say, strong personalities.
And even stronger egos.
One article even mentions Trump publicly reminding everyone.
Who's really in charge?
It's like, hey, I'm the president here, buddy.
Little power struggle brewing, maybe.
Definitely seems like there's some tension.
Which could have huge implications.
Because if those two start butting heads...
Their whole agenda could go up in smoke.
And that brings us to the court of public opinion.
Where things aren't looking so rosy for Musk.
Especially among independents and Republicans.
Because approval ratings are taking a nosedive.
The Democrats are definitely sensing an opportunity here.
Calling for investigations, introducing new bills.
Like the Elon Musk Act.
Which aims to limit his government contracts.
Could this be the start of a major political backlash?
It's definitely a possibility.
One that could have ripple effects for years to come.
Imagine the campaign slogans.
Republicans, for sale to the highest bidder.
Ouch.
Yeah, that's gotta hurt.
It would make for an interesting election cycle, that's for sure.
For sure. But Musk isn't operating in a vacuum.
He's got some powerful allies.
Like Attorney General Pam Bondi.
Who's been making some waves herself.
Big waves.
Yeah.
Our sources say she's dismantled the Foreign Influence Task Force.
Which, you know, was set up to combat election meddling.
Pretty important stuff.
Absolutely right? Crucial in today's world.
But Bondi says she's just freeing up resources.
Although the timing is, shall we say, interesting.
Especially since she's also launched an investigation into DEI programs.
Diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Basically anything remotely related to social justice.
So is this about streamlining the government?
Or is there a political agenda at play?
I think that's for legal scholars to debate.
And for us to ponder.
Exactly. Because the implications are huge.
Weakening protections against foreign interference.
Potentially rolling back progress on social justice.
It feels like a step backward.
It does. And it highlights why staying informed is so important.
Which is exactly what we're doing here.
Giving you the tools to understand this complex landscape.
So you can draw your own conclusions.
And maybe even spark some meaningful conversations.
Because that's what it's all about, right?
Absolutely.
Engaging with the ideas that shape our world.
Even the messy ones.
Especially the messy ones.
All right, ready to keep going.
Bring it on. Let's see what else this time capsule has in store for us.
Let's do it. Okay, so moving on from Musk and Bondi.
Yeah, let's talk about something else.
This next one is...
A little less techie.
It's definitely different.
Yeah, it's more about religion and politics.
A classic combo.
Right. You can't really separate them these days.
Especially with this administration.
Especially with this administration.
So the National Prayer Breakfast, it's supposed to be about unity, right?
Yeah, bringing people together.
But this year, well,
let's just say things went a little sideways.
A little bit. Trump used the event to announce a new task force.
To eradicate anti-Christian bias.
Sounds reasonable on the surface.
Sure, but then he went on to call Democrats godless.
Yeah, not exactly a unifying message.
Or like throwing fuel on the fire.
And it raises some serious questions.
Like, is this task force really about protecting religious freedom?
Or is it about pushing a specific religious agenda?
Because the timing and the language.
Yeah, it just feels odd.
It's like he's trying to create a divide.
And then exploit it.
Which, you know, is kind of his MO.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah. And speaking of dividing lines.
Oh, you mean the Proud Boys?
The one and only.
Can you believe they actually changed their name?
It's a wild story. So remember when they attacked the Metropolitan AME Church?
Yeah, that was awful.
The court ruled that the church now owns the Proud Boys name.
Wait, what?
Yep, as partial compensation for damages.
That's crazy.
It is, and it raises some interesting legal questions.
Like, can you actually take away someone's name?
Apparently so, and how does this affect their operations?
Especially now that their former leader, Enrique Tarrio, is running for office.
He's going to have to come up with a new campaign slogan.
Vote for the guy whose name you can't say.
Maybe not the best strategy.
Probably not.
Yeah.
But hey, at least something good came out of that mess.
It's a small victory, but a victory nonetheless.
It shows that hate doesn't always win.
Sometimes justice prevails in unexpected ways.
But speaking of unexpected, did you see what Dolly Parton's been up to?
Dolly's always up to something amazing.
Seriously. The woman is a force of nature.
She launched a new wine. Celebrated Dollywood's anniversary.
Donated to a hospital. Revived her imagination library.
Topped the UK charts. Collaborated on new music.
And she's even getting ready for a Broadway debut.
All at 79 years old.
She's like the Energizer Bunny.
She just keeps going and going.
And she's always spreading joy and kindness.
It's a stark contrast to all the negativity we've been talking about.
It really is. Dolly reminds us that there's still good in the world.
And that we can choose to focus on that.
Exactly. We don't have to get bogged down in the drama.
We can choose to be a part of something positive.
Like Dolly's mission to make the world a better place.
It's inspiring, isn't it?
It really is. It gives me hope.
Me too. It does give you hope. It's like a breath of fresh air.
Totally. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive.
We've been all over the place.
From Musk's power moves to Trump's prayer breakfast.
And Bondi's agenda to Dolly's good deeds.
It's almost too much to process.
It's definitely a lot to unpack.
So let's try to make sense of it all.
All right, where do we even begin?
Well, is there a common thread here? Something that ties everything together?
I think one theme that keeps popping up is ambition versus responsibility.
Okay, yeah, I see that.
You've got Musk, right? He's incredibly ambitious.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about that.
But his ambition sometimes comes at a cost.
Like privacy violations and legal battles.
Exactly.
And it's not just him. Bondi seems pretty ambitious, too.
Definitely. And her actions have consequences as well.
Weakening safeguards against foreign interference.
Targeting DEI programs.
It's like they're putting their own interests ahead of the country's.
It does make you wonder about their motivations.
It really does. And then you have Dolly, who's also ambitious.
Oh, yeah. She's got goals for days.
But her ambition is different.
It's about making a positive impact.
Spreading joy, helping others.
It's refreshing, honestly.
It is. It's like she's using her power for good.
Exactly. It's a good reminder that we all have choices to make.
About how we use our power, our influence.
Even if it's just our voice, our vote.
Right. We can choose to be part of the problem or part of the solution.
And it starts with being informed.
Which is what these deep dives are all about.
Exactly. We're giving you the information you need.
To understand the issues, the players, the stakes.
So you can form your own opinions.
And make informed decisions.
Because that's what makes a difference.
At the end of the day, it's up to each of us.
To decide what kind of world we want to live in.
And to take action to make that happen.
It's not always easy.
No, it's not.
But it's worth it.
Absolutely. Well, on that note,
I think it's time to wrap up this deep dive.
Yeah, we've covered a lot of ground today.
A lot of twists and turns.
Ups and downs.
Hopes and fears.
But that's the nature of politics, right?
It's messy. It's unpredictable.
But it's also incredibly important.
Because it affects all of our lives.
So stay informed. Stay engaged.
And keep those conversations going.
Because the future depends on it.
Thanks for joining us.
See you next time.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.